be right back with you.
Blog Talk Radio.
And there goes our opener,
never
Joe.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never,
oh,
never.
Oh, my.
In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
And with that, you know it's Sunday night. Advocates, welcome back to another episode of the Pitbull Advocate. They call me Dogfather, and with me here is Joe Frazier, Love of Pit Rescue. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you.
Sunday night. Boy, this week went by fast. Did we just do a show last night? I know you've been busy. Yeah. Well, last week we had scheduled Tino Sanchez, actor, comedian, musician, founder of Peace, Love, and Pitbulls, and stand-up comedy event, Pits and Giggles. We're going to talk about that. We missed you last week, Tino. Glad we got you back on. This is a call-in show. We hope you're out there listening. That number, 515-602-9775. Joe, we posted on real quick before I want to get into Tino, and I want to get his opinion on this too, and I also want to hear Joe, you of course, Advocates, you as well, chime in on this. We had posted on our Facebook page, the Pitbull Advocate. It was the link to the ad where the ending the Pitbull ban in Denver, Colorado. Decades-long breed ban, and we were talking to Joe. I couldn't get this guy's name. The councilman is kind of spearheading this thing. Denver Councilman Chris Herndon is bringing this forward, and a lot of people were, and I really hope, advocates, that you click on the link and you just don't read the headline. You got to click on the link. You got to get the information because this isn't all it's cracked up to be. Yes, there is a possibility of this ban being lifted, but there are certain things that go along with this, Joe, like licensing. So now, okay, you can have your pit bull, but now you've got to go out and you've got to get a special license for it, just kind of like you would maybe an exotic animal. It's ridiculous. You're still marginalizing a group of people, a group of dog owners, the dogs, and you're still... You got to work a little harder, guys. And also, Joe, they can walk right in. They can come by unannounced, go into your home, check on your dog. If they don't like what they see, they'll take your dog. Seems like a violation of one's Fourth Amendment rights to me, Joe. You want to chime in on that real quick? And then, we've got Tino in.
Well, I mean... You know, when we're talking about Denver in general, I mean, obviously I can see them starting with some stipulations, and that would be one thing. But some of them there are very, very concerning at the same time. So I say probably the people of Denver need to kind of put their input in and get some of those changed along the way. I suspect Denver to take baby steps, but some of those are some pretty concerning stipulations.
Mm-hmm. So Denver advocates, if you're out there, we're going to be doing a show on this, hopefully within next week or possibly the following week, on this particular topic. So any of you want to get involved in that, talk to us about that, let us what you know. Are you going to these meetings? Are you making phone calls, writing letters, talking to the councilman, council members, we want to hear from you. So you can hit us up at the Pitbull Advocate, facebook.com/thepitbulladvocate. While you're there, like it and send us a message and we'll get you on the show. So in the meantime, as far as getting people on the show, welcome back, Tino. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, are you guys experiencing some nicer days, you know, as far as getting out there in the training? Or are you seeing a little more activity as the weather gets nicer with people showing up to your training events?
First of all, I got to get something out of the way. I'm not an actor. Actors are crazy. You said you called me an actor. No, I'm not an actor. I am a musician, DJ, dog trainer, comedian. That's what I'm doing out here in L.A. And again, I want to say I'm sorry for missing you guys last week. I'm also a super scatterbrained flake. So sorry about that.
We've got you. We appreciate your coming back and giving us another round here. Not an actor. you do quite a bit of work, especially with the pit bulls, LARPBO, Los Angeles Responsible Pit Bull Owners, you know, specifically. And I know that you have pit bulls of your own. And how far does this go back with you as far as your first experience getting one of these great dogs? How old were you, and how did that come about? Where you first made contact with these dogs?
Well, I had dogs ever since I was a little kid growing up. I remember the first dog I remember was a sheepdog named Duncan, and then there was Charlie, a cocker spaniel, and then there was a mutt named Lucky. And then after Lucky, I got a little. Actually, my mom got a little pit bull from my brother. My younger brother, this was like 87, we got our first pit bull. His name was Petey, and it was actually from my brother. My mom got it from my brother, and I ended up keeping him. Supposedly, he was related to the R Gang Petey, but, you know, who knows how true that was. And then that was 87, 88, and never looked back. Had over 19, 20 different dogs in my house of pit bull. Because of the boarding and the rescue I've been doing. 19, 20, including the ones that I've owned, I've had in my home over the past, since 87, yeah. Never looked back.
Yeah. How was it then, say, at that time frame? I was living in Long Beach roughly around that time, and I know that my boss at the time had Rottweilers and Dobermans. And those dogs were also. I know that Rottweilers were one of those
demonized
dogs that, you know, vilified and you know, it was. I don't ever recall, you know, anything regarding pit bulls down there as far as, you know, bans or anything like that. Is there anything that you recall at that time that was going on there?
Yeah, it's interesting. So it was, at first it was the German Shepherd because of the war. And then even before that, Tom's Diner, okay, I'm going to read you something from 1903. This is a quote from the Chronicle in January 1903. They are the fiercest of any brutes trained to serve mankind. They will attack anything they believe weaker than themselves. They were talking about husky sled dogs. So if you were to read that now, you would have automatically, everybody's image would be a pit bull. So in the early 1900s, it was the sled dog. And then Tom's Diner, that was bloodhound to go chase and supposedly kill the slaves. And then So there's a great book you guys should all read, anybody listening to this, called The Pitbull Placebo by a woman named Karen DeLeese. And I was telling you guys earlier that if you get that guy from Denver on, she'd be another person to have on. With facts, not emotion, not, you know, the way that, you know, the people seem to be getting their information now is no data, is no peer-reviewed evidence at all. It's just all emotion and hearsay. And so that's what you mentioned. So it was the sled dogs. It was the bloodhounds, and it was the German Shepherds and the Doberman Pinschers. And then in the 80s, it seemed to be the flavor of the month, which has kind of kept going, I mean, is the pit bulls. And there's this thing that Karen DeLeese talks about in her book called substandard owners, people who leave their dogs in the back. There's a family dog and there's a resident dog. The family dog lives with you as a family member, comes inside, you show it love, you pet it, you take it for walks. The resident dog is the junkyard dog, the dog that people leave inside. And any of these cases that you've heard is always, always a resident dog.
Mm-hmm. And the author's name again? Yeah, the author's name on the Pit Bull Placebo?
Karen DeLeese, K-A-R-E-N DeLeese, D-E-L-I-S-E, the Pit Bull Placebo. It's actually a free download online.
Okay.
When we did a fundraiser years ago, she sent us a bunch of books, and I ended up giving them out. I still have my own copy here. It's all tabbed and highlighted to death with, but definitely a good book that people who love pit bulls, and especially those who don't, should read.
Yeah. Do you have her contact info, Tino?
I am friends with her on Facebook, and I just sent her the number to the show. She's on the East Coast, I believe.
Great.
I think she's in Carolina. And I so if she happens to get this today, tonight, then she can call in and listen. But I'll actually hit her another let me see. I haven't corresponded with her in a minute. But she's cool. She every once in a while I talk to her. The book is just brilliant. I mean, she's like Bukowski. She like, you could tell she took a lot of time going through peer-reviewed evidence and a lot of research in this book. I actually started writing a book about 7 years ago, maybe even less, and then I just realized I was just stealing everything from her book. So I haven't really been on. I was like, yeah, there's nothing I can say. She did it all. I mean, I'm actually going to do something that's going to be more about dog training. But, yeah, she's this book is amazing. Everybody, read The Pit Bull Placebo. Free download online.
All right. We'll get that on the Facebook page. And, boy, if we can get her on with Councilman Herndon,
yeah.
I think we've got a really good show on. And the one thing about that is – It tends to. I mean, we've done shows where Joe. I mean, you remember people calling in and they just start. I mean, the one wasn't even directed at our guest. I mean, she just kind of came at me and it was just like. But we have had people come on and they get a little, you know, get a tone going. So when we do these shows, we ask you advocates, please be respectful. We understand that, you know, once you find out some of these things, you're going to get a little angry, but. Show some respect. That's how we get things done. If you go at them in a certain way, they're not going to pay attention to you. It's call in show advocates, 515-602-9775. Boy, I thought we really kind of light this one up tonight, guys. 515-602-9775. So you're doing, you know, with the work with the Peace Loving Pit Bulls, and of course, I really want to talk about Pits and Giggles. It's your fundraising comedy event. I know you haven't got everything in line there, but it's something that we definitely want to keep in touch with you and have you, you know, get back to us from time to time and keep us with updates. Where did this come from? The Pits and Giggles. When was the first one? When this came to be? How did that come about?
I've got all these cool names, the belly rub guild, peace loving pit bulls, pits and giggles, bulls on parade was my, I moved from Vegas to LA. I'm peace loving pit bulls is now in LA and I'm training dogs out here and boarding dogs out here. But before, so in about 2010, I started peaceloveandpitbulls.org. Rescue training advocacy and kissing booth, which is what kind of got us viral and got us a bunch of followers with the kissing booth that we had. If you go to peacelovingpitbulls.org, anybody listening, you'll see what we've been doing since 2010. And so for our very first, we did a Pit Bull Awareness Day in 2010. That might have been 2010. 2010, we did our very first pit bull awareness day in Vegas, and these people for the El Cortez donated this really great spot downtown Las Vegas, and the name I came up with was Pits and Giggles for pit bull awareness day. Fast forward, 20 years. Wow.
Wow.
And so I've been doing stand up comedy for going on 6 years, and that's one of the reasons why I moved out to LA was I was able to work with dogs in the day and then do my comedy at night. So I got to give props to Rebecca Corey. Rebecca Corey, she's a stand up comedian out here who put together a thing called Stand Up for Pits. You guys know Gordon.
Yes.
He was involved with that heavily. And then I thought, what a great idea. And I've been doing stand up. The only thing, I've kind of one upped her because I bring my dog on stage with me when I do the stand up. So I was like, oh, what a great idea. Well, I'll do Pits and Giggles. And I'll call it Pits and Giggles, be a comedy show. And it was a big hit. We did it last year. I think that was January. Anyway, I think in the last year we did it. And it was a success. We had Brad Williams. You guys know Brad Williams, the little dwarf comedian, who, by the way, owns Pitbull.
Yeah.
Beautiful Pitbull named Diego. And the way I met Brad Williams is his wife would bring their dog to our class, which is LARPO, Los Angeles Responsible Pitbull Owners here in L.A. If you go to LARPO, LARPBO.org, you can find out more about that. We meet every Saturday in Sherman Oaks and every Sunday in Long Beach. We've got classes, 40 dogs. I think we had 40 dogs yesterday. So with Pits and Giggles, I'm doing comedy. I'm hanging around these killers, the best comics in the world I see every week, every night. I see Rogan like once a week, Joey Diaz, Brian Callen. Bill Burr says he's in. So the thing with Pits and Giggles, we don't have a date yet. We're going to start planning that actually now. We're going to get on that. But we have all these really big murdering comics that want to be involved. Whitney Cummings, Bill Burr, Brad Williams is on again. And then we just got to find a day where everybody's going to be in town. So that's going to come up. It'll be somewhere in LA. Last time we did it at the Ice House in Pasadena. We might be able to get the main room at the Comedy Store. So I'll keep you guys posted. That's the next.
Yeah.
And that's going to be huge because we got all those killers that want to be involved.
And anybody that wants to see what's really going on at LARPO out there and what they're doing with the dogs, just look through our videos from our live stream from last year when we were down there. We got some great video of what's going on down there. This group does a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. We can get those reposted. Get those reposted. Go ahead.
If you go to larpo.org, you can see a bunch of their information. If you go to Peace, Love, and Pitbulls, .org. That takes you right to our Facebook, and there's all pictures and information and the classes that we've done. I got to come out here. Peace Love and Pitbulls went viral. I had a couple of things. I had the kissing booth picture go viral. Bandit, my youngest, on a treadmill as a puppy, got over 15 million views. And this guy named Troy Smith, the guy who started LARPO, he found me online. He said, hey, I need a head trainer for LARPO out here in LA. He's moving into a new house. You can rent my house. Come right in. The house has got kennels. I do boarding and training here. And then, you get to train the dogs, work with dogs in the daytime. And then, I've been doing comedy. It was perfect. I couldn't say no. It was like an offer I could not refuse. At 48 years old, I picked up my life and moved to Hollywood, basically.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say that was an excellent career move right there, all around.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, because the connections I'm making with comedy and it's crazy because you guys were talking about Denver. And it seems as liberal as that state is, and as liberal as LA is, I'm really surprised how much these people get behind pit bulls, because as crazy as the state is with the Constitution, and not just the state, but how people are just stepping on the Constitution, I'm really surprised how this state gets behind pit bulls. Because it would seem like they would, the way that their track record is, that they would be demonizing these dogs, you know? So I'm really happy that the state of California is a huge, lot of pit bull lovers out here. You come to our class on Saturday. Yesterday, I'm saying there was 40 dogs. It's crazy how many dogs come to this thing. So,
And they're not just pit bulls. You've got
no
big dogs, little dogs, no discrimination there.
Open
at the training
to all
events.
Yeah. And you know it's crazy. I don't want to get all political, but going back to that, the thing about, I mean, the governor Gavin Newsom is a pit bull hater. So
yes.
It's really like I was posting all over Facebook before he got elected, and I'm like, you guys, you can't elect this guy. He compared pit bulls to polar bears. This guy is, he's just like any other politician. You know, he's flavor of the month. You know, like Hillary was against gay marriage until 2013, until it was uncool. Like all these politicians do the same thing. Oh, the wind's blowing this way. That's the way I'm going. Oh, the wind's blowing this way. And then right before he got elected, he was like, not even an apology from him, his office. Oh, well, he's changed his stance. How about you say something about it, Gavin Newsom? Anyway, my point is, we got a pit bull hater as the governor, but we still have a lot of pit bulls in LA and California, and it's going to be hard to implement BSL here. That thing that's going on in Denver, I mean, to lose your rights and then to slowly get them back, that's actually kind of a big deal, even though they're stepping all over the Constitution, just like you were saying. I mean, I don't agree with all that extra hoops they have to jump through to have a dog. It's a dog. All dogs are individuals, just like people, and should be judged accordingly. But if these people can have their dogs, that's still a good step in the right direction, even though it's still bullshit.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of work, and I just thinking this last election, when in California with the governor's race, I'm in Arizona and I grew up in California. That's where I got my first pit bull. That's where I got into rescue and advocacy, and as soon as I got her, that was about the time Newsom and Jackie Speier started going after pit bulls, and that was where I'm going, what the fuck did I just get myself into? But I like a fight. So, I'm going, you know what? And it gave me something to do. It empowered me to have one, and it got me involved on a local level. It's like, baptism by fire. You know, we didn't win that one, but whether we made a difference in what we were doing and we made our voices heard, I was empowered in a way from that. And I've been doing this, Joe, we've been doing the show for 10 years, Joe. So, beyond maybe 15 years, I've been doing this. I love these dogs. So Denver, we're standing with you, Denver. Miami-Dade is another one that we've got to take care
of.
Guys like you, Tino, and Joe. I'm not as deeply involved as I am outside of this show, but it's guys like you and Tam. Hi, Tam. That are doing this on. And for the most part, on your own dime, and that in turn keeps me going, seeing the kind of things that you're doing. So thank you guys.
And that's part of what we were doing with going down to the premiere last April, you know. I mean, obviously we wanted to be there to support the guys that was doing chants and everything there, but more importantly for people to actively see pit bulls on the scene, not causing a scene with other dogs, etc. You know, again, reflecting positive light on these dogs, empowering what's going on. And, you know, I mean, that's all part of it. The more people see these dogs in a positive light, the more that reputation is going to change.
Word.
Tino, you bring your dog on stage.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. What was the, do you see different types of rat where people might kind of like going, whoa, shy away from you, or I mean, how does that go into your routine when you're up there with your dog?
Oh, you know, it's crazy. I would say it's very rare that, and I take my dogs out a lot. Actually, I haven't been recently because two of my dogs are one of them can't walk anymore, and the other one's really old, and she's the one who beat cancer with cannabis oil. A whole different story. We'll talk about that if you want. So I used to take them out all the time together, but I haven't been because two of them are getting up there. But now I usually just take out my boy Bandit, my youngest, and then these other two boys that I have. But when I used to take them out, the majority of the time, I mean, you got to think about it this way. Life is not what we see online. Life is not Facebook. Life is not, you know, your Twitter feed. We are so polarized and separate online, but we're all together. Like, I go and do comedy shows with all these different people. If we were online, they'd all be yelling at each other, calling each other fascists and Nazis. Kurzweil has a great quote. The world isn't getting worse. Our information is getting better. We are living in the safest, best time period to be alive, period, in America, period. And when I take my dogs out, I'd say 99.9999% of the time, it's always positive. I hardly ever, there was one time I was walking my boy Bandit, who's an 80-pound pit bull. He's like my demo dog. I was walking him on the strip downtown Las Vegas before I moved here, and I was going across a crosswalk on Fremont Street, and this woman had this little yappy dog, and she picked up the dog. And right before she picked up the dog, I knew what she was going to do. I picked up Bandit, all 80 pounds of him, and I ran the opposite direction. And everybody on the crosswalk just was laughing at her ass. Because like, Bandit is the sweetest boy. I mean, all my dogs, just the sweetest dogs ever. They get along with everyone. So I don't, especially, I mean, my dog was on the Comedy Store stage, and I'm so pissed because I didn't get any pictures of that. We got pictures of the Ice House, but the Comedy Store, the main room, I had Bandit, and I did a routine over there, and we didn't get any pictures. Anyway, all those people, they all loved him, they all went to the site. Like, I hardly get ever any negative feedback. It's because it's just like the crosswalk thing. Everybody looks at you and goes, what's wrong with you? Like, look at how sweet that dog is. Like you have leprosy if you act like that, because the majority of people in real life are not these people that are stuck behind their computers in their mom's basement with fucking Cheeto fingers, you know, talking about pontificating, talking about how the world is going to end in 12 years. And it's all doom and gloom. Yeah. It's really not that bad.
Yeah. No, no.
It's
that's,
so
I
good.
Mean, that's,
life
there...
is... Sorry, sorry. Sorry,
no,
life is good. Yeah. Life is so good, we are looking for things to be outraged about. Not me, but we got people who are looking for shit to be mad about. That's how much time we have on our hands. And it's the same with pit bulls. I feel like ever since this whole politics thing with Trump and who's in office and who's against him, it seems to me like there's been the spotlight has been taken off. That's funny. You just reminded me. I was working on a joke that, you know, who's really glad Trump's in office? Pit bulls, because they're not in the news every day anymore.
There you go. I was just thinking about that. Hey, real quick, guys, if you're listening live, and I hope you are, this is 10 seconds, so, but we got a few minutes to play with in the, what we call overtime. So it's funny because you mentioned that. I was just thinking that and going, I haven't read anything in 3.5 fucking years, you know? It's just, I haven't read Joe.
Yep. Thank you for reminding me. I got to include that.
Yeah.
And here's
the other thing. You know, that's... Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was gonna go off on a I completely lost my train of thought. Go ahead and finish what you're saying. Sorry.
I'm right there with you too. I'm kind of a little bit lost too because we got into the same. But no, I mean it's I guess you know. All the the political storm aside, I think things are on an upswing for the pit bull and for owners and advocates and any of the breed bands, because we've been seeing them fall little by little. We've been seeing them fall. I think this is going to be a really good year for us.
Yeah, when we were down there, we walked the Walk of Stars down there with the Bully Breeds, and we had pretty good response with them down there.
Well, people take their dogs everywhere down here, so I see a lot of pit bulls out here.
It's a beautiful thing to see again. Just what you're doing down there and. Tino, we want to get you back. Give us something because I know there's a lot more that we can even touch base on. If you even want to kind of come in and join us in a roundtable kind of discussion on a topic, you're always more than welcome to have us. And thanks again for being here, and thanks again for what you're doing and everybody at LARPBO. Looking forward to hear more about Pits and Giggles.
Yeah,
really looking forward to that one.
And then. I will try to get you guys in touch with Karen. I just sent her a message, so hopefully you'll have her on. You can get her on. She's great. And by the way, check out that book. Wow, it will blow your mind. All her
the
stats
Pitbull
and
placebo.
All her info. Great book.
We're going to get that. We're going to get that link on there. And Tino, we're going to get some links to some of your videos on LARPBO, so people can see what you're all doing there and how they can get involved. Volunteers, you need some training, this is the place to go. Thanks again for being here, man. Really appreciate it. We had a great time with you last time, and looking forward to having you back many times this year. Thanks again.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, y'all, this is Pitbull Advocate. We're back, 2020. Joe, 10 years running. I think it'll be October is going to be our official 10 years. Big things happening for the Pit Bulls. Thanks
never
again. We're not going to play
never,
that one.
Never.
Let's try that again. Now we're out of here. We'll see you next week, Advocates. Big show. Thanks for being here.
Before I begin, you've got to know where I'm coming from. Together with Poor Justice, it is the people who wrote this song. We are the ones who have the choice, and can speak up and use our voice, make a real difference and change the lives of those who are living in pain. We are the ones who wrote the song to show the animal abuse is wrong. We have the power to make it all stop. I'm telling you, enough is enough.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.